Is joining us in studio. Good to see you, my friend. Andy Jackson from Cinesippi Centers. How are you?
Oh, good. You?
You're over there on mic three. How about
mic three?
There
yes, it says mic three on it.
I can't see that far.
Well, you're having, you know, inside baseball here, but you're having the issues there with your program, so.
Yeah, well.
I can't blame you for not noticing which mic I'm on. I mean.
Yeah, it was kind of.
That's a problem.
I was kind of looking at that. Well,
computer tech locking up is, yeah.
About 20 years ago, I appropriated a broadcast piece of equipment that is highly valuable, known as the programming mallet that I'm about to break out.
Yeah.
You remember those? Did you ever have those?
I mean, the computer software and all that for radio and for all of our jobs is great until it doesn't work. It's a real pain. Sometimes old school is good school. If you have an old school, something laying around that you can use as a backup. There you go.
Well, it did this yesterday,
it's working.
I said, where's my turntable? And things would be a lot easier.
See, there you go. Two turntables and a microphone.
That's all I need.
Well,
hey, how have you been?
Oh, good. You?
All right. A little hint of fall now.
Yeah. It's a little nippy out there, a little chilly, which is kind of nice. I mean, October's about like, you know, late August. My goodness.
Yeah, it can't last forever.
No.
Can't last forever.
No.
So, hey, we got everything Cinesippi up and running, new construction done, and a facility wide open?
Yes, for the Dixon office. We still have some other plans for some of our other offices, but the Dixon office, the Route 2 office, construction with the new entrance, the new waiting area, the new bathrooms off of that, rearranging some of the offices to make more sense now that we've got that down there. I believe all of that is done. The construction part is done and has been done for a little while. The extra parking's there, all of that stuff, the covered entrance, that's going to be really nice on cold days like this. If it's raining, snowy days later, hopefully we don't have too much, right? You know, that four-letter word, snow. It will make it much nicer for drop-offs and pickups right there. So, and it's the waiting room's really nice. The new reception area is really nice. So if you haven't been there and you're going, kind of take note of that. I think you're going to like it.
Well, see, since the last time we talked, of course, last time we visited on the phone, was there a golf outing that snuck in there?
Yes. Well, there was a golf outing. We were able to pull that off, thank goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
And it worked out great, and it worked out great. I mean, it was a wonderful response, thanks to our sponsors, our golfers, the staff who volunteered to help us out on the holes that day, the course staff at Rock River Gap. I don't think I'm missing anybody. Big thanks to, of course, Ken Nelson, our presenting sponsor, corporate sponsor. And Sauk Valley Bank as one of our platinum sponsors, but thanks to all of them, it was a big success. Weather was beautiful again. I mean, it was. I don't think we could have done any better. It was really good. Good to be back out on the course too.
Where was that at again?
Rock River Gap now, but a lot.
Right.
But yeah. I still kind of default to the older name, Golf and Pool, Rock River Golf and Pool. Pool is no longer though. They have a really nice patio out there. It's a really nice event space.
Wow.
Thus the gap now instead of the golf and pool.
Here we are just ahead of the weekend. Something, this looks good, coming up on Monday. That's soon.
Yeah, coming up Monday.
Wow.
Cinesippi Centers and Pizza Ranch are partnering up. We're going to raise some money for children, adults, and families in our community. So join us Monday, October 18th. Like you said, this coming Monday. 5 to 8 p.m. and you can be part of the impact. So how this works is you go to Pizza Ranch. You can even do takeout orders. A portion of those proceeds of those sales during that time will then go, 10% in fact, will go to Cinesippi Center's youth programming, youth group programming for youth and children. And so that's what we're going to raise it for. What they do is, and part of it is the summer youth groups too, but it's just the youth groups and what they learn and how it benefits the kids and the youth are social skills, self-esteem, wellness, recovery, and action plans. That's something if you're not familiar with, you could look that one up, how that works. But it's a recovery tool, a recovery thing. adventure and other therapies for kids in the community that we would not normally get to fund. You know, it can be very restrictive in what the federal government and state fund through Medicaid, which is our primary funding source to help people out. And certain things aren't funded. So we do actually need, you know, as large an agency as CINESIPI is, we still need fundraisers to fill in gaps of things that aren't funded by the major funders. Insurance companies don't fund everything. People know that when, you know, you go to the doctor and you find out what is and isn't, you know, covered by your insurance. So there's some things that are very beneficial to people, in this case, our youth, that don't get funded. And so we do fundraisers to help fill in those gaps.
Yeah, I saw the acronym WRAP, RAP. I was going to ask you, well, what is that for?
Wellness, Recovery, and Action Plan. Okay. It would probably could bring somebody in and talk just about that. Huh? But it is. It's a recovery kind of a system, for lack of a better term, modality, whatever, that people use to enhance their recovery from mental illness.
And, big thanks to Pizza Ranch, 10% going on Monday night.
It was well attended the last time we did this, which is a while ago due to the COVID. Maybe 2 years. Has it been 2 years, or maybe it's just been 1 year? I don't know, but it's been over 1 year because we normally do this. I think we normally did this in August.
Okay.
So we're a little later this year. But either way, it's been well attended. I like to call it the Chicken Ranch, and if you say that to them, you'll get a story of why it's not called the Chicken Ranch. But we won't speak of that on the radio.
Oh, too late.
I know. They have good chicken. They have good pizza, and it is for a good cause. So if you'd come out on that night, again, Monday between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m., to Pizza Ranch in Sterling, and you'll help benefit kids and youth that are served by CINESIPI Centers.
And for more information, check out the Facebook page or go to CINESIPI.org.
Yeah, CINESIPI.org, and it's on our website. The event is on our website. The slide is on our website. Also, our Facebook page under events. We're co-hosting, I guess you call it, in terms of Facebook language. But anyway, you'll go under our events, and you'll see Pizza Ranch created this event on Facebook, and we just have it under ours as well. Either way, you'll be able to get the details. That or CINESIPI.org.
Well, we are, I'm just going to call it halfway through the month of October, but something that is, I think, crucial, especially these days, it is National Medicine Abuse Awareness Month.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, during COVID-19, most of the news coverage has been focused primarily on that. There's been a couple of other top topics during the past two years. And one thing that's gotten lost in this whole thing is the opioid crisis and the larger picture of the medicine abuse crisis. A big part of that is the opioid crisis, and it has gotten worse during COVID-19 and has gotten a little bit of coverage, so credit to due there, but it hasn't gotten the coverage it probably deserves because it is still a huge crisis. It increased during COVID. So it's something that we want to talk about and talk about just medicine abuse overall and certainly focus on youth. And one of the reasons we focus so much on youth when we talk about this, we don't want to leave adults out. But the sooner you get on top of things, whether it's diabetes, heart disease, depression, medicine abuse, doesn't matter what it is, any chronic disease, the sooner you identify it, the sooner you start treating it, the better the outcome. So this is certainly true of youth. If you haven't used a substance, particularly heavily, but if you haven't used a substance by age 21, your chances of having a lifelong addiction after that are pretty small. I mean, they're really, really small. So if you can get kids through that period up through about age 21 or so, you're going to be in good shape, especially when it comes to substance use.
Now, is abused prescription drugs, is this like getting into mom and dad's medicine cabinet
exactly.
or something laying around? It's not, abusing their own prescriptions because
that's
some do.
That's possible, but this is really about, and those are often prescribed to you. The only way that I guess you would, unless there's something I'm not thinking of, that you would abuse your own medication would be to take too much of it. But yeah, this is really about getting it through the medicine cabinet is one of the biggest ones. Friends, other family members, maybe they're not living with you, but you're getting it from family members, and maybe not from the medicine cabinet. And those are kind of the biggest two or three of where you would get things. And again, we want to focus a bit on teens here. Like I previously said, one in four teens report having misused or abused a prescription drug at least once in their lifetime. So that's 25%, which is kind of a significant number if you think about that. Two-thirds of teens who report abuse of prescription, pain relievers in particular, are getting them from, as we said, family, friends, acquaintances. Could be, again, that medicine cabinet or other sources amongst those. And nearly 80% of people who inject heroin first start by abusing prescription drugs, those opioids. 80%. Mm. That's huge. And that, I think that shows how and why the opioid crisis exploded into how it did. And it has definitely exacerbated the heroin use and those problems.
Well, I guess, if you're abusing it, then you go with heroin. You're looking for the next kick up. You
know? Well, the odd thing, I don't know if this is still true, because, again, the reporting on it, I haven't seen a lot lately. But at one point, it was very true that some of the prescribed opioids that people were kind of selling black market to other people were more expensive, I think, than the street heroin. So people were transferring over to the street heroin from this, which is, well, worse in my personal opinion, but it's all bad if it's drug abuse because of all of the negative things that will impact that individual.
Well, it looks like maybe some of the teens observe this and see, well, their parents might need to take, some things out of a pill bottle, and they think, well, that's the thing to do. How's that come about?
Well, yeah, and teens, we're all, remember when we were all teenagers, we felt like we were indestructible. Nothing,
right.
Nothing was going to get us, right? That's part of that, too. But, yeah, prescription drugs are viewed as completely safe. All you got to do is watch one of those commercials, though, and, with the disclaimer. But that kidding aside, I mean, if it's not prescribed to you, it may be the wrong dose. It may be too much. You may have a reaction to it. You may have an interaction with something else that you're either taking or something else that's going on with you. So it isn't necessarily, it's not safe to take somebody else's medication. In fact, it's against the law if you really want to know the truth on that one. It's not, so God forbid something would happen, there may be some legal implications too. And so teens don't see that as risky. Adults often don't see that as risky behavior. And in fact, it can be, it definitely can be. And I mean, the consequences will vary, but they can be serious. They can be very serious.
So what are the most common abuses for medicines that they're getting into?
Well, again, painkillers are the number one, particularly for teens, but also I think for the for adults, again, going back to the opioid crisis. But also things like depressants like sleeping pills or anti-anxiety drugs, pardon me. The stimulants, particularly the ADHD drugs, often students will trade those around amongst each other. And the most abused over-the-counter medication is the tried and true cold medications, primarily because of the alcohol content, or there may be some other things in some of those formulations I'm not aware of, but I think it's primarily the alcohol content there for the cough and cold remedies.
So what's the best thing for parents or other people to do to help put the brakes on this?
Easily said, hard to do, but I think pay attention, number one. Anything, if you're watching over your kids in particular or another loved one, pay attention and pay attention to those changes that happen. A lot of times when somebody starts doing something like this or other things often, you'll see a change in clothing, change in sleep patterns, change in friends, change other changes in behavior. But also just pay attention to those, again, those medicines in your medicine cabinet. A lot of times we don't take the whole thing and it just sits there. Mm. And if you're not watching it, you don't know that somebody's taking a little bit out at a time. So if you're not taking a medication anymore, I think the big thing would be dispose of that medication properly. And there are all kinds of take back days and disposal sites now for this all over the place. It's very easy to do. We always talk about this. It's not the toilet, because the water department will tell you it gets into the water supply that way when they treat that water. And then also if, in relation to kids, your kids, just talk to your kids about the dangers of medicine abuse. A lot of times we don't think our kids are listening. They do. They may not always make the decisions that we would like them to make, but they do listen to us. And that voice in their head from us is there. So, you can only do what you can do, and then they make their decisions. But if you don't have that conversation, they may be more at risk. So, and then get help for a loved one, your kids or a spouse or other relative or anybody, coworker, try to help them get help. if they have a problem with medicine abuse or any kind of substance use.
Well, I think if we give the kids a little credit, they're smarter than we think they are. And if mom or dad has just came home with a prescription, sit down with the side effects, say, here's why I'm taking this, because I have this or that, and you can't be anywhere near it.
Yeah, and I think you're right. And in prevention, I did prevention for a little while, and I think you've seen this on shows like Scared Straight and things like that. You know, sometimes that can work, but I think the real approach is just an honest conversation. Here are the dangers. I love you. I don't want anything to happen to you. Here's what the deal is. So please be careful. That scared straight approach, while it can work, the odds are that it doesn't. I mean, the odds are heavily in the favor of that not working. So it's better just to have a frank and honest conversation without, the hype and all of that. And just that you're concerned and you don't want anything to happen. And here's the deal.
I think one of the big reasons we also bring this up, not only let people know about the dangers, but if somebody is having an abuse problem, Sinisippi Centers is there to help.
That's exactly what we are there for, because this does happen. I would love to just say we could zero it out and it never, ever happens again to anybody. I would love that. If we were out of a job, I mean, people would be happier. But the fact of the matter is, these are chronic diseases, and that's how we have to think of them. Mental illness, chronic disease of its brain health. The brain also plays a factor in substance use disorders and addictions. And so this is a chronic disease. People do suffer from these things, and they need treatment. So that's what Sinisippi Centers is there for. And treatment does work, and recovery is possible. You will get a better quality of life. Hard to make that first call sometimes, but once you do, I just want to encourage anybody that's maybe right there, make that call, because you're going to be on the road to recovery. You'll get so much relief out of starting that process and getting the treatment you need, and then going on your path of recovery. We've got the recovery homes for folks, and so all of that can be found at Sinisippi.org if you want to start there.
And for more information on Medicine Abuse Awareness Month, there's a site to go to as well.
Yeah, just go directly there. MedicineAbuseProject.org is a great website for this month, MedicineAbuseProject.org.
And for any other information, you can always go to Sinisippi.org or give a call.
800-242-7642. If it's something that you're just curious about and you want to email us, you can go on our website on our Contact Us page. And do it that way, or just send it to info@sinisippi.com. In other words, the abbreviation for information, info@sinisippi.com. Send us an email, and we can answer your questions.
And I usually like to bring this up because, well, we're getting into that time of year. Holidays can be a bit difficult for some folks. The men's and women's recovery homes are doing well.
They are doing fantastic, and so that is it's awesome that we were able to do those, open both of them up, and during a pandemic on in the case of the women's recovery home, get through the pandemic with the men's recovery home just fine, and yeah, it is making a big impact, I think, and we've talked to the staff, we've talked to some of the residents about that impact. We've talked to some of the community members, and it has been more, I think, than we ever even expected in the impact that it's made.
All right. Hey, did we cover all the bases so far?
Bases? We're playing baseball?
Season's almost
over. I'm terrible at baseball. Can we play football?
Absolutely.
I'm a little better at that.
Hey, don't forget, swing over to Pizza Ranch this Monday.
And don't call it the Chicken Ranch, otherwise you'll find out why.
You're the one that brought that up, so I'm safe. When you show up Monday, they're going to tag you for that.
Yeah, probably.
Pizza Ranch is going to donate 10% of dine-in and carry-out sales, and that is this Monday, 5 to 8 p.m.
It is important to mention the chicken there, though, because if you don't like pizza, the chicken is good.
They're going to get you on that one.
I don't know. We'll see. Well, yeah, probably.
Hey, always good to see you, my friend, and thanks for stopping in and giving us great information from Sinisippi Centers.
My pleasure. Thanks.